if you buy the restored brand. No, you know.
I can buy it. I was just holding on to my stuff that you want.
There you are.
That's the best place to get it.
All right. That's what I'll do.
Is your knee bothering you?
Yeah, I remember it was bothering me right before I left. And then all we're doing is going up and down, so it doesn't really bother me. It does fine. It's all it bothers me when I'm walking on flat
surface.
Like if you go to Sam's and we're shopping, it just kills me. I'm just walking up here. So that doctor hit me with a shot.
Cortisone? I'll vote for that, yeah.
But I should do that, yeah, that's what I'm saying, I should do that before my insurance thing comes in and start from zero.
Are you ready, Ronnie?
Almost.
God, wait,
I'm getting there.
God is waiting.
He said he's getting there.
Yeah, that's what he said. Gary said God is waiting on
him. Oh.
God is long-suffering.
God is long-suffering. Yeah.
You're reaching new heights of presumption.
Suffered us from this.
All righty. Anybody have any thoughts about last night? It was okay?
I did. That's the whole thing I was saying beforehand. I realized as I walked in that part of what we don't experience is the blood of this affair, where they kill the
sacrifices,
the sacrifices, and all that visceral, deeply emotional connect.
Especially a lamb that they for sacrifice, the lamb that they'd kept in the house for at least 4 days to.
Yeah, sweet little thing. And that,
well, that's why it says you have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin.
And it's like you've said in the past about the tests that we face nowadays in this culture, at least. It's so subtle that if there's not something, we just kind of skim across the surface and hear the words and say, oh, I'm a Christian.
All righty. Anybody else? All right. Romans 8. Verse 12. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh, to live after the flesh. For if you live after the flesh, you shall die. But if you through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, you shall live. Therefore, in Greek, it's a, what's that word? Anyway, it means so then, because of what was stated earlier, so then. And the debtor is a word that we don't really understand, but because it's a word that means that we, if you're not a debtor, that means you have no obligation. And we've been taught our whole life that we have an obligation to some aspect, some tradition, some social mores. But we have no obligation to the flesh. We have nothing. There's nothing about the flesh that we have to be obligated to. And the way it's said in Greek is much more powerful than we can say in English, but I don't know how to say it any better. Now the verb tenses in both verse 12 and 13 are in what's called the durative tense, which means that it's always true. It's It's never, it's not some historical or something future. It's something that's always true. Mortify is thanatou. And it means we mortify the deeds of the flesh through the spirit. And what does that mean? Remember, we can never, this again is where humility comes in. Not our humility, but the humility of the Trinity. The idea that they, as long as you're trying to do it, as long as you're dealing with it, then the humility of Christ and the Holy Spirit, they have to step to the background. So no matter what the trial or the trouble that you're going through or the issue that you're dealing with, as long as you're the one that's dealing with it, then the humility of that mystery, they step to the back. So it means you then have to, it can't be an agency for you. Now this is huge. So you mortify the deeds of the flesh. The only thing you can do to mortify is repent. There is no other, because that is the agency of emptying you, which allows the low pressure zone that the Holy Spirit will rush in.
Mortifying yourself through flesh would be like beating yourself with branches.
Or repeating cliches or mantras or anything that you do, even if you repeat religious phrases. Even if you repent without abandonment, then that's not repentance. But abandonment means the emptying of self. It's not your business anymore. You've been bought with a price. So then the agency of the Holy Spirit must, in order to retain his integrity, he must flow in. And the only way that can happen is by your emptying, by your getting out of the way. And this is why I've said so often that he cannot occupy where you are. And this is the opposite of everything that you've heard and learned. And it's the opposite of how you're hardwired. That's why you have to see the emptiness of the book of Ecclesiastes in order to be able to understand this and to be able to, you know, I've said you never get better, but you repent quicker. And repent meaning empty, abandon, divorce, leave yourself behind. So this is, when I was a believer, mortify didn't make any sense to me. I didn't know what it meant. And then it was like a dozen light bulbs went off when I understood mortify in relationship to humility. Everybody understands perfectly? This is why taking a stand about anything is so evil. Amen? All right. Let's look at some of these. Let's go to Colossians. Let's go General Electric Power Company. Let's go to Galatians 6 first. So you can keep going in the same direction. I'm probably going to say that to Ronnie, but he's not there. Verse 7, be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. And that's just a different way of saying what I just said. If you're sowing to the flesh whenever you are doing something, when you're considering, when you're thinking, when you're trying to deal with it, when you're leaning on your own, is something all right? Something's not right here.
I'm not sure where we are.
Galatians chapter 6, verse 8. Has everybody got anything to say? Seems to be coming from this direction.
No, I'm thinking it's the Friday morning before Tabernacles and there's work to be done and Pete's gone and I don't know where Jeff is. And I'm at work and I don't know if I can even get to the tools.
Well, okay. That's a perfect...
I'm trying to not think about that, but I'm thinking about it.
I know.
This, so
yeah, it's a perfect example. And if, to me, at that minute, it felt like death in the room.
I have to fight that sometime. You know, you'll be going along, and all of a sudden, all the schedules and people waiting and this and that tries to overtake me. And
it doesn't try to, it does. That's why I call you out, because with you, it's like a light thing. But when he does it, it's like, yeah. Because you...
That's because I abandoned so quickly.
No, yeah. Please, please, hear this. If you sow to the flesh, you will of the flesh reap corruption. Do you understand that that act was sowing to the flesh?
I don't have any question about that. I know that.
You can't try not to think about it. Because then you're sowing to the flesh more.
Back where we were 20 years ago, what do I do?
Father, forgive me. He always provides the resources.
Well, it's great when that breaks through into my awareness and then I don't worry and I'm fine and everything's okay, but I'm sorry. I mean, that's the state I find myself in. Therewith, I guess I got to be content.
Can you possibly repent of it?
Of course. I mean, yes, I'll do any fucking thing I can do. I didn't choose this. I don't want this. I don't like this. It's a pain in the ass. It's not a volitional thing. I'm not holding on to it. I'm not playing with it. I don't like it. Until the awareness breaks through, I mean, I'm either in or I'm out. Right now, I'm out. There's not a damn thing I can do about it. It's pathetic. It's ridiculous. It's stupid. It's self-seeking. I know it. When I'm in it, I can't not do it.
Not just the confession of it, the best you can do.
Well, I think that's true.
That's what I think. I know you can't do it, but not hiding in the darkness with it is the most that we can
do. Basically, I identify with Marilyn. I mean, I don't want everybody looking at me. I hate it. Everybody's looking at me.
I don't feel like talking anymore. Let's quit.
In a place right now that where whatever you say, I say, or y'all say, that is not going to make him get out of it. I mean, that's where he's at right now, this moment, at this time. He's in the now. Okay? Now, he's right there.
But that's not true. He's okay. Not in the now.
Oh, okay, let me finish. All right. Can I finish? Because, you know, I'll lose my thought. Okay, 15, 20 minutes, hour, half a day. And he might, you know, see it different and say, well, okay, I can let this go and really let it go and come out of it. And that it was stupid, you know, and I could have done it sooner. You know, so I'm sorry, I sympathize with the man, you know. So, okay, go ahead. What are you going to say? I mean, I know you got something, you know, magic
no,
to say.
No, it's not. It's not magic. What
is it? He just said, you know, where he...
But the issue was because he wasn't in the now. He had projected what he was going to have to do, and he was so and he couldn't do it. And all that's what it, it's not the now that got him in trouble, it's the projection, taking God where he isn't. Okay. And that's the issue. Yes, we did. More than once. You said you're on your own now, partner.
Yeah, right now we have food, we have shelter, we have surrounded by people that love us. What could be wrong?
I remember that.
The thing that's lacking in these kinds of issues is the fear of God. And now I'm going to talk. Go to Second Peter. Second Peter.
See, I made a compliment.
You may not have wanted me to.
Okay. Maybe not. Feel free to stop.
2 Peter chapter 3. Verse 10. The day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat, and the earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up, seeing that all these things shall be dissolved. What manner of person ought you to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to the promise, look for new heavens and a new earth or new land, wherein dwelleth righteousness. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that you look for such things, be diligent, that you may be found of him in peace, without spot, and blameless. Now that, the way that, that verb tense there is, it's never, there isn't any time. You must have that kind of urgency. There isn't time. And the only thing you have to ask yourself is, if everything were dissolved, would you have anything to worry about? Would you have any consideration? Would there be any issue that you would deal? This is the predicate of what I saw the day that I was became a believer. I can't even describe it. It was greater than a hydrogen bomb vaporizing everything. And that's what I've done. I don't know how to talk about this anymore. I say the same thing every day in a thousand different ways. And somehow we excuse our own sloth. And it's not because I have anything against you, it's because I love you, Harry.
Well, here's what bothers me. I'm sitting here, and there's a voice whispering in my ear. And I am not getting up and throwing chairs, throwing up and kicking in Jeff's door. I'm not sitting here going, that fucking Pete. I am trying with everything in me to remind myself that this is a lie, this is bullshit, don't give it any breath, etc., etc., etc. And I'm trying at the same time to be here and pay attention to what you're saying. And you see to it that I verbalize what it is that's going on, and then get upset with me because I tell you what's going on. And what really bothers me is, I'm sorry, but right now I'm getting all worked up. That's what I do. I'm sorry. I don't choose it. But your reaction is, I take off the microphone. That's it. I'm not talking anymore. That's it. I'm leaving.
I didn't leave.
I say what's there, and you go, oh, I'm not talking anymore.
Because this is the result.
But do you see how the...
But how many times have we been through this? How many times have we been through this? How many times?
When's the last time we went through this? 5 years ago? 3 years ago?
Come on.
Come on. We used to do this every week. This hasn't happened in 6 months to a year.
Oh, yes, it has.
Well,
and
I'm sorry.
And whether or not you...
I didn't start that voice. That voice is in there talking to me.
But hear me. Listen to me. We
and it
can't...
happens to everybody.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
The voice may talk for a split second, but you've casting down imaginations, and every high place it exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. You were trying to deal with it on your own strength.
The alternative is?
The weapons of our warfare are not carnal.
I understand that.
The weapon, so what's the alternative? You owe that voice nothing.
I understand that.
But then what would...
But it's like there's a car running out here making noise during Bible study. It's the same damn thing. I can get up and close the door and try to not pay attention to that. It's
so
the same
you,
thing.
So that you understand that you have the authority, and every believer does, to command your soul to be at rest, and it must obey.
No, I guess I don't remember that. No, it's like I'm in a restaurant and there's too many conversations, or we're in the car the other day, and there's too many conversations going on and the music's playing, and I just can't handle it.
I know, but this is not, this is all in your head.
I know. But no, I don't think of that. I don't know how I would sit here and tell that voice to shut up.
Well, my point, listen to me. You said it two or three times in this conversation, and you've said it to me more times than I can count, that it just comes upon me. And as long as you believe that it just comes upon you, then repentance isn't possible, because you're believing it's from an agency other than you, which have the capacity to abandon yourself and repent. But when you believe it just comes upon you,
well,
then you can't repent.
In the last, what is it now, 2 weeks since I heard that the deal wasn't a deal? In those 2 weeks, I have done that 1,000 times. I'm at peace about that. In fact, if anything... I'm on the offensive about that. But so, confronting it, knowing it was a lie, reading the scriptures, praying, for 2 weeks, that's been fine. And now here's this voice talking to me. And I'm trying to not pay attention to that voice. But you make a thing out of it.
I made a thing out of it because it was like a black hole in the room. Whether you said anything or not, it didn't matter.
Well, I don't know what to do about it, because it's one time out of 1,000 in the last 2 weeks. And it just sneaked up on me, and there it was. And it's just, where the fuck is Jeff? How are you going to get in there? You can't get to the tools. And damn, Pete left. It's Friday morning. There's work to be done. It's not going to get done.
Now, what's the source of that, which we've been through in 1,000 different ways?
It's totally me.
No. What's the source of it? The source of it is that your performance will be judged, and therefore you won't have a leg to stand on for some reason.
I won't have done what I'm supposed to do.
Right. It's the same thing. Your own redemption.
Now we're in it right now. I haven't done what I'm supposed to
do. Your own redemption.
Well, I can't redeem myself from this situation.
But that's...
Or from that voice.
When you're in that, do you ever remember all of the times you were in it before, when everything was going to hell?
Yes.
Nothing was right, and in a split second, yes. In less than a nanosecond, everything was perfect, and you were in perfect peace.
10 times yesterday, and probably 3 times already this morning.
Okay.
Yes. I'm not being flipped. Yes. But that time, it was talking to me. And I'm trying to listen to you, and this voice is talking at the same time. And now we're here.
Okay, but the only thing I'd ask you to do next time that happens is interrupt. That's all. That's the only.
I'm going to try to remember to do that, and I'm going to try to have the courage to do that. Why I don't want to do that because I'm telling myself that it's going to end up like this again. I just feel so stupid sitting here, everybody looking at me, me being the pain in the ass, hearing my stupid voice. I just.
But hear me. This is not for your benefit.
That's right.
Yeah.
My prayer is that Gary would be in the same position, so he can't cope. You can't cope. You can't. Your countenance can't hide it. That's why you're an incredible blessing to Gary and others, because they can't speak. Now, the reason I call on you and call you out is because it's, to me, it's like a neon sign flashing.
Well, to be honest, there's a moment here of clarity, just a moment of clarity before the clouds come back. It's because I think that that's the proof that I should not be here and do not belong here and going to get found out and going to have to leave.
That's the lie.
That's the truth.
That's the lie, though. That's the basic. That's the great... That is the great, great, great deception. You think that there's a part of you deep down that thinks that you're still dependent on performance, and you know you can't perform.
I'm sorry to say that's true.
I know. And so that's that whole deal is you then, what happens automatically because of that is that if you think that there's something to work, then the debt becomes oppressive. It's like the whole world has fallen in on you. And that's what's coming upon you. And so the whole thing that you have to see is that you're right. I agree. There's no possibility. There's no way I should be here. If I thought about it in any logical way. And then,
or anywhere.
So the whole idea then is that my God, it's Christ in me, the hope of glory. I'm just a broken vessel to carry that. And that lie, the great deception, the great transgression, can't possibly touch you then. You agree with the adversary. You're right. I have no purpose. I have no way to be here. But it's Christ in you, the hope of glory. Not performance.
It's like the flesh so desperately wants to be redeemed by the nearer kinsman.
Amen.
If I'm rejected by him, I'm, you know, all the value systems I've created
evaporate.
Collapse, yeah.
And that's all the flesh can do is want to be accepted by even the one who has the wrong Savior. That's why those scriptures, like, to him that worketh is the reward not reckoned of grace, but of debt. This is what Bloom has been going through for the last 2 months.
Yeah, and it's just typical. I'm just thinking about what I've been running off at the mouth about. And it's just typical that in what I consider to be the big things, be fine. But there's some little thing over here, and that little thing is just getting some of the goddamn tools that have fallen around out here for an hour and a half before I get too tired to do anything. It's nothing. It's
right, but
well, it's like I no longer chew my nails, but this one is a mess. I have to have some thing.
But listen, that's that the source of that is ranking things in life. And once you see that you're redeemed, then you never again rank anything. No one thing is any more important than anything else. You think you have dealt with the important things, the big things, but it's just, well, it's, the problem is because you thought there was a big thing. Does everybody understand that?
It comes back to bite you when you rank things like that.
A little sand turns us in the tent.
Yeah.
Right. Princess and the Pea.
A little bit.
Yeah, it's like obsessive compulsives overvalue all the little voices. You know, because that's a chemical thing. But what we did, it's a picture of what we do. You know, it's like a little voice is telling you something. It's like give it all this value and importance. And really, you can speak to it and say, speak to your soul, be at peace. We have authority.
Return to the West, you wayward soul.
And this is for Gary Spinner.
Yeah.
Your brother Gary.
And for you.
No, Gary Spinner.
It's like we don't want to see you walking around with something heavy on you, and that's what that is, that debt. You know, that's what you can see it when you understood that. It's like, yeah, I got this big debt. I'm carrying around this load, and you know.
And I periodically have, it doesn't seem like, the debt never leaves if you're not seeing this, because and it's okay because I periodically have times where it isn't there. That's not what God has for you. He has for you constant peace, no matter what the situation, no matter what the circumstances.
I've got a story of Martin Luther was sitting on his bed, and the devil incarnate came on the foot of his bed, and the Luther screamed, and the devil ate Luther, and we never heard from Luther again.
No, he took the story I told, and he inverted it.
The
devil shook the
rafters,
and the
church
fell down.
We ignore them, we'll get eaten.
Anybody have any response, Mr. Bojo?
When Hurry says that, you know, it's all these things are rooted in what you perceive as a lack of acceptance or something. That really stuns me. Because after all this time, that should be so far out of your consciousness that it shouldn't be there. And somehow, in my recollecting the situation, that statement that you made keeps coming back. And, that requires integrity. And that's just a knowledge of you know what you know. And how. Under what circumstances would you not be accepted here? You know, I mean, that's craziness. And yet, we delude ourselves into thinking the way it is. Don't do it.
I just thought of the one case that we was pretty sure that he wouldn't be accepted here. When I, for his birthday, I told him that Gary and Judy were really upset at him because he'd been lusting after Judy, and we had to go have a meeting.
He thought that was funny.
And it was his birthday, but he had to buy me his birthday dinner. And we came here, and we slowly, he was trudging up the stairs to the Rutledge's, and he was just, oh, I can't do this. I can't do this. And he walked in, and it was a surprise birthday party for him. The setup is important in these kinds of things.
You got to tee it up before you edit.
I can't describe those minutes from driving where we eat over here. He was just out of it.
If too many of those kind of things happen, I would feel like I wasn't accepted.
In real, just as funny, how much glee he was getting.
It's chapter 6 in my book.
As soon as only dies. Take it, big guy.
Now that he's 75.
Hey, you can tell everybody else.